there are about 40 golf courses in the Tucson area alone. Arizona's Golf Industry Association estimates that the game is responsible for about $3.5 million of the state's economy, along with nearly 20,000 jobs. Add to that the numerous parks with baseball and soccer fields, and keeping that grass growing can be a major drain on the area's limited water supply. Paul Brown is trying to see if it's possible to make grass grow using less of that valuable resource.
This is a study that we began just a few years ago to look at how various turf grasses would perform under less than optimal irrigation rates.
Brown is part of the team at the U of A's Karsten Turfgrass Research Facility. Earlier in his career, Brown worked to establish the optimal amount of water to keep turf grass in peak condition. Now he's spent the last 7 years seeing how much that water level can be dropped and still keep fields looking like they're in prime shape.
We can get out to around 3/4 or 75% of optimal irrigation, and the grass looks pretty good.
The experiment is ingeniously simplistic in design. There's 7 varieties of grass, 4 kinds of Bermuda grass, and 3 of a new strain that could take Bermuda's place someday, Paspalum. Brown describes the system.
So this is what we call a linear gradient irrigation system. And what it has is a single row of heads down the middle of the gradient, middle of the plots. And when they're engineered properly, they will apply water in what we call a linearly decreasing application rate. So the rates near the heads are much higher than as you move out away from the heads.
Photos, which you can see at our website, show how each particular variety of grass handles a varying amount of water. The plots are marked with flags that delineate how much of the optimal amount of water grass there receives, from about 125% down to 50%. Some of the rows show incredibly obvious signs of how much water that grass needs. The grass looks uniform up till a certain point where it begins to fade and give way to weeds. Brown says hydration is not the only problem for turf grass.
The other issue that comes into play in any irrigation system in an arid region is that as we apply irrigation water, we're always applying salt from either surface water or groundwater. These are dissolved salts that are naturally in the water supplies. And these salts are applied and they are not removed by the plant systems sufficiently to eliminate them. And so salts will slowly build up in soils over time.
Salt can be a major obstacle for growing plants. It keeps water from getting into the soil and is a mineral that plants don't use to grow. If there's too much salt on the ground, it will eventually kill the plants growing in it. That salt needs to be diluted periodically by rain. Since the salt comes from the groundwater, using less water means there's less salt to be washed away. That would be helpful to places that are even drier than the Tucson area, such as Yuma and Phoenix. While Bermuda grasses are responding well to less water, the paspalums appear to need closer to that optimal amount. But the paspalums deal with salt better, making them better suited to climates with less rain to leach away the salt. There is one more thing that is needed for that to be proven correct. More time.
The truth is the salt levels are not high enough yet, even out in these very deficit zones, to seriously damage the growth of Bermuda grass or Paspalum. We just haven't gotten there. That's why this needs to be a longer term study.
Brown and the rest of the team at the Karsten Turf Grass Facility hope that their research helps Arizona keep the money, jobs, and scenery that green grass brings without using more water than is absolutely necessary. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.